Mary Barton. By Elizabeth Gaskell. There are some fields near Manchester, well known to the inhabitants as Green Hayes Fields, through which runs a public footpath to a little village about 2 miles distant. One afternoon, these fields were much thronged. It was an early May evening, the April of the poets, for heavy showers had fallen all the morning. Groups of merry and somewhat loud-talking girls, whose ages might range from 12 to 20, came by with a buoyant step. They were most of them factory girls. Their faces were not remarkable for beauty. The only thing to strike a passer-by was an acuteness and intelligence of countenance, which has often been noticed in a manufacturing population. There were also numbers of boys, or rather young men, rambling among these fields, ready to bandy jokes with anyone. Here and there came a sober, quiet couple, either whispering lovers or husband and wife, and if the latter, they were seldom unencumbered by an infant. Sometime in the course of that afternoon, two working men met with friendly greeting at a stile. One was a thorough specimen of a Manchester man, born of factory workers, and himself bred up in youth and living in manhood among the mills. He was below the middle size and slightly made, and his wan, colourless face gave you the idea that in his childhood he had suffered from the scanty living consequent upon...